Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. The trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long because of the multitude of waters when he shot forth. Now, he's referring the king or the Assyrian to a tree. Let's go on. Therefore, his height was exalted above all the trees of the field. And his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long because of the multitude of the waters when he shot forth. All the fowls of heaven made their nests in his boughs. And under his branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young. And under his shadow dwelt all great nations. Thus was he fair in his greatness, in the length of his branches, for his root was by great waters. Look at this. The cedars in the garden of God could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his boughs, and the chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of God was like unto him in his beauty. All right, that started to sound like somebody again, isn't it? But now it's referring to trees. Amen. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all, look at this, all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. So now we're looking at this thing, trees. Now remember, we're not talking about trees you get. Remember the blind man, when Jesus prayed for him, put the spittle on his eye, he said, "How do you see me?" He said, "I see him as trees." It didn't necessarily mean that he saw him like fruit-bearing trees. Amen. Amen. But I want you to see how figuratively speaking, God is saying something here. I want to give you a glimpse into a realm concerning the garden where it's not just plants and but rather in the spirit realm, it's an order that God set. And he set the man in the order. All right? So now he's talking about trees in the garden of God. And there's one tree where none of them were like him. I've made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of God envied him. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because you have lifted up thyself in height, and you have shot up your top among the thick boughs, and your heart is lifted up in his height. Who does this sound like? I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. He shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness. And strangers. Well, let me stop there. Let's skip down to verse number 14. Now, here again, figuratively speaking, we're talking about trees here now, right? But we're not talking about just trees with bark and branches. We're talking about a tree that stood above all the other trees, that the other trees envied. You know, they weren't like him. They didn't have the beauty, or they weren't as magnificently made as this other tree. And so they envied it. And because this tree was like that, it became lifted up. Okay, so are we following the... Verse 14 says, to the end that none of all the trees by the water exalt themselves for their height, neither shoot up their top among the thick boughs, neither their trees stand up in their height. All that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death, to the nether parts of the earth, in the midst of the children of men, when with them that go down to the pit. Now he's talking about trees here. Trees don't go to hell. I believe some of it is referring to, you can do your study. Just, you know, just use your imagination with this, because use your study because do your study because these trees, I believe the order that was set and that Adam and Eve were given to eat freely from. You see, right now, you know, we come to church to eat, didn't we? Amen. But we're not having fellowship dinner. Amen. We're eating the word, right? Amen. Ain't nobody got a fork or knife out there that I know of. You know, I don't see nobody going in the mouth with food, but you're eating. So Adam and Eve were told, you may eat freely. In other words, you may interact. You see, one thing we must understand is that words carry nature. Words carry nature. I liken to say it this way when we look in this realm of this portion of scripture, that God says, you may eat or you may converse, you may interact with every tree except one. Because in the day that you interact with that one, the words it speak will impart to you another nature. Not my nature. See, the tree of life was there. They could have eaten freely from or interacted freely with. We said, one tree, don't mess with it. It's there, but don't mess with it. Because the nature that it will impart to you will separate you from me. Talking about the trees. The one that stood out. So verse 16. And I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, when I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit. And all the trees of Eden, the choice and the best of Lebanon, all that drink water shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. Now that word comforted, you look that up, shall be comforted. It ain't talking about being, you know, sitting back, drinking a lemonade. You know, it means being tormented. Now, the King James doesn't do a good, but look it up. I did a study on it. Look it up. It means torture. It means torment. So all the trees that were with it, the third of the trees, so to speak, that fell, that followed. He says here in verse 16, and all the trees of Eden, the choice, the best of all that drink that water shall be tormented or destroyed in the nether parts of the earth. That's not just talking about trees with bark. It's talking about those that have fallen. Now, let's go back to Eden, the delightful place. God created it in a certain order. How many know when your life is in order, you have some measure of peace? Is that right? It's like a delightful place when things are in order. Just as when things are all out of order. No matter how you try to grapple for peace, you got no peace. Because it's out of order. So God set an order and set the man in the order. And said, you may converse with all. You may interact with all. You may eat from all except the one. The day that you eat of that one. Now remember the word tree. Isn't it interesting? To close the eyes shut. That very tree told them, the day that you eat thereof, your eyes will be open. But in the day that they ate of it, or conversed with it, or took its advice, their eyes were shut. Now all they could see was with their senses. They fell from that place of glory and spirit into the flesh and carnal soulish realm. Does that make sense to you? Amen. Again, do research on it. You know, I'm not saying this is a doctrine. I want you to look into it. It's interesting how God uses oftentimes portions of scripture figuratively to say other things. And if you're in the spirit realm and you allow Holy Spirit, he'll show you things there. See, God is, how many of God is a God of order? Amen. It's not all about a piece of fruit, an apple. When we break rank, when we get out of order, when we hearken to or listen to or follow the instruction of the enemy, then there's a nature that begins to grapple with us. The same thing that happened with Adam and Eve. They fell away from God. They became ashamed. They became afraid. They became subject to the lower elements. Amen. Amen. They left their position in God, that order, because God planted a garden called Eden. Named it Eden, the delightful place. See, when there's order, there's delight. Amen. Amen? When there's order, there's delight. When things are in order, in God's order, there's delight. Versus things that are all out of order. Sometimes people get used to disarray, disorder. And internally, they're all out of order. But God is a God. Amen. So, just food for thought concerning the first garden. Because God's going to take us back to origins. Amen. Amen. But what happened, God had to come to bring things back into order. Amen. That's what, thank God for miracles. Some of us are walking miracles. But you were on a deathbed and God brought you back to where you belong. You understand? So now everything is in order. Now let's take a look at this. Well, let me read verse 18. To whom art you like? To whom art thou thus like in glory and in greatness among the trees of Eden? Now, isn't that interesting? Yet shall you be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether parts of the earth. Thou shalt lie in the midst of the uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword. Now it flips back. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith the Lord God. But yet, now, I know the joker he was describing here is a spirit. The trees of Eden. So can we imagine that? Can you image that? Because again, imagination is how the enemy has gotten such a stronghold and created a system on this earth, which is the Lord's earth. He has this old broke system that's all messed up, but it's been through people's imaginations, images, what they see, what they say, what they fear, what they create with their words. Just as Adam and Eve, when they agreed and listened to him and ate, I'll say, from his table, and agreed, they heard the words he said, and they took on the nature. See, one of the indications of the devil's nature, and you can see that in the third chapter, how they took on his nature, when God came looking for him. First of all, they were hiding from God. You know, let me say this way, not all unsaved people, most unsaved people don't want to go to no church. Listen to the gospel for what? I don't believe that stuff. That's a nature. But another indication was when the Lord said, who told you you were naked?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Did you know over 200,000 children are sex trafficked in the United States each year? We're East Coast Angels Incorporated. Our mission is to eradicate this horrific evil actively. To learn more or join the fight, call 772-663-3052.